State House Speaker quit, plunging the Liberals into minority. Speaker Sue Hickey was dumped by Premier Peter Gutwin last week, and she has since declared she will run as an independent. The election was initially scheduled for March next year, but the Premier says the early poll is necessary. Calling the election early has come under scrutiny, with Labor leader Rebecca White due to give birth a month after the state goes to the polls. But Premier Peter Gutwin has defended the move.
I did this because Tasmania can't afford the uncertainty of minority government. Now more than ever, we need a strong, stable majority government. So that's why this election will be about who can deliver the strong, stable majority government needed to secure Tasmania's future.
Australian Federal Police have arrested two suspected members of a Queensland-based extremist group which secretly sent cash to Syrian militants. The men, aged in their 30s, were arrested in raids in Brisbane and Melbourne overnight. The two were charged with terrorism offences by the AFP and they're due to face court today. The AFP's Stephen DeMeo says there were no imminent public threats at the time of the arrests.
The decision to arrest these men yesterday were made by the Queensland Joint Counterterrorism Team, and when we thought we had enough evidence to charge these individuals. I should be clear that the decision to act was not made in connection to any imminent threat to the community in either Queensland or Victoria.
Queensland has recorded a new case of community transmission after nearly 2 weeks without a local infection. The source of the infection is unknown, with genomic testing results expected in the next 24 hours. The case has been active and infectious in the Brisbane community for the past week. COVID restrictions will be reinstated for the Brisbane and Moreton areas, with no visits allowed to aged care facilities, hospitals, prisons and disability services. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has urged residents to remain COVID safe.
This is a good reminder and timely reminder to everyone across Brisbane and the southeast and across Queensland that we need to keep up our social distancing. We need to keep making sure we're doing our really good hand hygiene.
A new program is offering veterans suffering post-traumatic stress and substance abuse disorder simultaneous treatments for both conditions. Australian Rehabilitation Service, The Buttery, will run the US devised COPE program. The Buttery CEO, Leonie Craden, told National Radio News many veterans suffering PTSD self-medicate, leading to drug abuse issues and a subsequent downward spiral.
We want to treat both of those issues and assist people learn about recovery, about compassion for themselves. Often veterans can come with PTSD already from their childhood, so we want to look at this holistically.
And in sport, Richmond defender Nick Vlastuin remains doubtful for Sunday's AFL clash with Hawthorn after being substituted out of the round one win over Carlton with a knee injury. But the Tigers are certain to be bolstered by the return of captain Trent Kotchkin against the Hawks after the experienced midfielder missed the season opener with a bout of gastro. Vlastuin hyperextended his knee with an air kick and was replaced by teammate Jack Ross during the third quarter against the Blues last week.
National Radio News is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 4 minutes past one here on Alive 90.5. This is Business Insights with Matt and Mario, you're listening to. And currently we're sitting at 24 degrees. He warmed up slightly since the previous hour. Got a slight chance of rain today with possible showers. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a top of 27, mostly sunny. And Sunday, top of 26, again, mostly sunny. Looks like this weekend's going to be a positive one.
Let's go take a speedo and go on the beach, you know.
It's about time.
Listen, that's a good autumn weather, Matt. Anything else to share with us with the weather? 26 today, 27 tomorrow. No, 27 tomorrow, 26 on Sunday. No showers.
No floods. Well, it's mostly sunny, yeah.
Mostly sunny, okay.
Next week, we're looking at potential showers, unfortunately. Possible showers, 24 on Monday and 22 on Tuesday.
So, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners to Align 90.5, that was a Matt Caruana. And the weather, Align 90.5, speedos out, guns out, hit the beach, 27 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny, but next week is going to be quite wet.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Wentworth Falls on the Great Western Highway, just past Tableland Road. There's been a breakdown of a truck. One westbound lane closed. And at Piedmont, there's been a truck crash on Harris Street near Allen Street. Traffic affected in both directions. Exercise caution and expect delays. So make sure you set aside enough time for this. In Sydney, on George Street at Pitt Street, traffic lights are flashing yellow all directions, and traffic is being affected, unfortunately. Lower Portland ferry between West Portland Road and River Road, there's been a ferry out of service due to adverse weather. And in Mount Wilson to Mount Tuma, Bell's Line of Road between Mount Wilson Road and Berrinbing Crest, there's been a hazard of a landslide. So roads closed in both directions. And in Megalong Valley, Megalong Road at Shipley Road, there's been a hazard again, a landslide there. Road closed in both directions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to U Studio on Live 90.5. We're listening to Best Business Radio Talk Show, Business Insights with Marion and Matt. And we are very grateful and tremendously, immensely thankful for tuning in, not just in Sydney, but Australia, and listening to this awesome radio talk show. Matt, I think it's time to introduce our second guest.
Absolutely.
Well, that was it. So let's go take the show break. So.
Sitting to my left, I'm very blessed, the lovely Deb Rickards.
Hi.
How are
thank
you?
Thank you for having me so much, guys.
You're welcome, Deb. Deb, you're not a stranger in this studio. You share with this studio with an old crew and the producer, Darren Cabs Davis, who is, you know, now has become my boss. And I mean, I need to be careful what he's saying. And, you know, like he's monitoring what buttons Matt pressing as well. So, Darren, you know, take a coffee and then I'll listen to this.
Deb, listen in, Darren.
For our listeners, do you mind reintroduce yourself again?
Sure. I'm Deb from Versatile VA, and we provide outsourced marketing support to small service-based businesses, specifically in the health and wellness area. And it's just myself and a small team of subcontractors or associates who are all Aussie mums who get the juggle, and they're also qualified and experienced.
That's amazing in that. I mean, just hearing that alone. So, with my personal experience with VAs, they've all been international.
Mm-hmm. Offshore.
Yep, all been offshore. And how I say it, I mean, with that comes a lot of uncertainty, a lot of risk, and a lot of fear.
Anger.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. And so to hear that it's all Australian, and it's all mums too, you mentioned.
Yeah, so I find that mums are an untapped resource, because usually they've come from corporate, they've had children, and now they're trying to find that work-life balance for themselves. And so who better to be able to support a small business with the juggle than somebody who totally gets the juggle and runs their own small business as well? So, you know, they can relate to it firsthand, and they're usually very organized and structured. So
That's a good point. That's a good point, because I truly believe there's a lot of people who are, you know, through different circumstances and the reasons why I can't go back in the workforce, maybe just the mothers, you know what I mean, just give the birth, want to spend more time. However, that rich, abundant experience of corporate world, it's, you know, you can't replace this. It's mm-hmm. truly, you know, like I really admire this. But how this helped to people, your business, to become visible on the market? How do you help people as a virtual assistant and mothers with abundant experience they have to become visible on the market?
Well, because our business specifically provides outsourced marketing support, that is what we aim to achieve for our clients. So essentially that means that we provide services like blog writing, which allows a consistent message on your website. When you have a consistent message, not only do you get across the main you know, you might come across as who you are as a person, or if you're a larger business, then what is your brand message? it also shows your level of expertise in your particular area, so you can share knowledge, you can inspire people. And so we manage to get that across in our client's brand voice in order to be able to allow them to be more visible. But there's so many more ways, other ways, I should say, to become more more visible. So happy to discuss some of those with you.
Definitely later on, yeah. Sorry.
With blog writing, it's really important to know before you outsource, and this is a hot tip, really start with knowing your own business's mission. Firstly, what do you stand for? And once you know that, you'll know the direction that you want to start doing your content planning, because you're going to derive everything from your mission or your unique value proposition, what you stand for. So that's firstly. And then you need to develop your avatar.
May I ask you that on that topic, when you said a mission, do you believe that many business owners, entrepreneurs, doesn't regardless of small, medium or large enterprises, do they know what a mission that it is? Or we are all presuming that we are here to make the money?
Yeah, well, I guess if you're a serious business owner,
yes,
then you want to be able to have a mission, which is essentially your purpose for running a business. Now, if you don't know what your purpose is, then you're never going to be able to achieve anything, because you don't have any ambition or direction is the word I'm looking for, not ambition. Yes. If your ambition is just to earn money, then it's not going to be sustainable, is it? Because you don't know who you're doing it for.
I suppose it's a very surface,
Matt, may ask
way,
you,
ambition.
Yeah. May I ask you a question? What's your mission?
My
because
mission?
For all listeners who don't know the Matt,
yeah,
I invite you to go on his website, MatthewCaruana.com.au. Did I say this properly?
Oh, it's MattCaruana.com.
.com, so not .com.au, .com. And you can introduce yourself to the Matt, and Matt, he can introduce himself to you. But Matt, what is your mission?
My mission, yeah.
It continues your conversation with Deb Ricketts on a mission of the corporations, but you're the individual, you're the engine for yourself. What's your mission, Matt?
My mission, I formed it after I started speaking, is to instruct, inspire, influence and impact people's frame of mind for them to improve their lives.
Beautiful.
Deb, do you think about this? What his mission is? Do you agree that's a good mission? I mean, it just sounds okay.
It sounds brilliant. I mean, it epitomizes exactly as he comes across. I had the advantage of listening to his previous interview prior to joining the team, and it was extremely inspiring. And certainly as a coach, that's what you want to do.
Matt,
thank you. I appreciate that.
That deserved a right from the Debbie, you know what I mean? Because you deserve this, Matt, you know what I mean? So, Matt, it's,
it fills my heart,
you know, it's being judged by the professional Deb, and she knows what the mission it is. So, you know, if I come to you, Deb, and say, like, look, I have the business and I need a mission and I need a visibility, what do you first seeking? What clarity or maybe instructions of the client comes to you? Do you be able to assist, let's say in this example, me, figuratively speaking? So I come with my company, Insight Intelligence Group, and I say, like, look, I have a 7 staff and I want to be visible, I want to be the blah, 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 I want to be the best.
Yeah.
What are your first questions?
Well,
they are?
After the mission, so once you know what your mission is, you need to know who your audience is. So having a customer avatar or client avatar, they're called a few different things, is essentially your ideal client. Who are they? And that's when you're writing or you're speaking or you're doing any kind of promoting of your business, that is the person you want to speak to, and it's one person. Whilst you're going to actually reach a much broader audience, to create your avatar, it should be directly to one person, because it really fine-tunes exactly who you're speaking to. So, for example, for my business, it is a man, and his name is Fred, and he has
he's a midget
physiotherapy business.
Ah.
He's a midget.
Matt, this is a business show. So.
He has a physiotherapy business, and he has 2 kids, and he's, you know, like, his wife does this for a job, and you know what I mean, like, I'm just trying to show you that you go into the finest of details just to pull out exactly who this person is, and then you can research that on LinkedIn. You can find your ideal audience, and then you start targeting them.
That's interesting. That's a very
very interesting, Matt. But you know, the question that I do have now, you know, during the COVID, it's been like a revolution, not evolution, revolution of the being present on the media, social media, any platform possible, you are there. not you and me, but everybody was
everybody,
there. Everybody
yeah.
tried to sell something, tried to be, and everybody started on a fire. And I mean, it's like a fury. And I mean, then it just sort of like wind down.
Mm.
And, you know, for me, it was the biggest concern, you know, pre-COVID, there was a certain names in the public, you know, inspirational speakers and so these things. So before we go for the break, I want you to have this food for the thought.
Mm.
How do you make a clients engage to the blogs? So we'll take a short break, Matt. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Marion Matt and our guest in studio, Deb Rickers from Versatile VA. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5, the best business radio talk show, Business Insights with Mario and Matt.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Oh, yeah. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flame in you. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for soothe. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him? Listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
This is your sound,
your community,
Alive 90.5.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre, Toongabie. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On lynnsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills, sponsor Keith Till's I Get Around show every Thursday at noon.
So what did you do on the weekend?
Oh, you know, just stayed at home, acted as a taxi for the kids. There's just never enough time to get things done. You?
I went hiking and canoeing with the kids and got qualified as a snorkeling instructor. But I know what you mean. The weekends really are too short.
You did all that?
Yeah. I mean, why should the kids have all the fun? Join Scouts as a leader. You'd love it.
Oh. Kids would too.
Do it. Just go to joinscouts.com.au.
21 minutes past one. It is a live 9.5. This is Business Insights with Mario and Matt.
And our guest in studio, Deb Ricketts from Versatile VA. Now, you know, I just, you know, we had the before the break, we just asked Deb. I'm very interested into blogging. And Matt and I, we are witnesses, and you as well, Deb.
Mm.
Prior COVID, there was a lot of public speakers, a lot of blogs. And however, I think that revolution and I think truly metamorphosis of the presence on a social media, it just amplified. And everybody's become expert. Everybody's trying to sell themselves. Everybody has a camera. Everybody has a lighting and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is just perfect to be just engaged on social media. However, I know from my point, from my experience, you can't be in a social media 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's best thing, as well what I learned in my business, I believe that I know everything. And that because I believe I know everything, he brought me a lot of problems in my life because I wasn't stepping outside this. Now, we talk about social media blogging. How do you engage people now who's been oversaturated, bomb like a carpet bombing, B-25, 52, whatever it is, like a Second World War, or as a social media everywhere. How do you keep engaged for your clients on social media due to blogging?
Okay, it's a really good question. And it isn't just blogging, it is a mixed media. So what you want on your social media is, yes, share your blogs. You can break them up into sections, into little graphics so that you repurpose the intent behind the blogs. And that's something that we support businesses in doing as well. And then you link it back to your website. But I guess to answer your question more directly, it is about quality over quantity when it comes to your audience. So a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I've got 10,000 likers, it's amazing.
Yes.
But are those people just pressing a like button and not following you? Or are they genuinely interested in your product, service and success? Are they engaged? Because if they're not engaged, they're not commenting, your algorithm goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to receive the same level of exposure or visibility within the organic social media realm.
Yeah. So just on that, you mentioned it, it's definitely not about how many likes you got, but rather the actual engagement. Because so with what I do, right? I go into high schools, I run workshops, and these young people, they obsess over this stuff. Mm. How many likes they get.
They're the experts these days.
Absolutely. And when it comes to business, do you see it being similar? Or people get so caught up in the numbers game, the likes, the comments, the shares and all that stuff. And
they miss the whole message.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's really important to just keep reiterating your messages as well so that, you know, when you've got a really good audience engagement, they're there to, you're either You have to have your strategy in place. So you have to know what you're aiming to do. Are you wanting to educate them, or are you wanting to inspire them and provide expert information? But always mix up your content so that there's that... Nobody wants heavy all the time. You know, throw in a few memes, but make them appropriate for your audience, because if you're a 20-something-year-old, you're not going to laugh at the same things as a 40-something-year-old.
Why are you looking at me? I'm a 48.
I thought you said you were 21.
No, I try to hide myself behind the mat, you know what I mean? It's like, but the truth is, I truly believe that the business people believe, not just we're missing the point of social media, but we've been sold this. I'm big on Instagram, and in 7 years I reached almost 4,000 people, 5 people short. So everybody comes with Mario Becker, so I'm like a day. But the thing is, even social media has been selling this. You know, you can have 50,000 followers. I'm just throwing out the numbers. But we are looking at that number of the followers, and not looking at the quality anymore. Now, what you brought in this conversation, very important thing is for the businesses to understand that the number of people doesn't mean that you're going to sell anything, because, sometimes I wish I'm a, like, 20-year-old girl, right? You know, blonde and good-looking and, you know, hold the proteins, look at my body. And I mean, you know, there's things I see on Instagram. Yeah, that can sell, the body plus this, but that's not reality, right?
But no.
No, it's not reality. But that's what they're selling, the numbers. Now, the quality you're speaking about, it's not just that you know what you do right because you understand the client mission, you said. Who they are. The audience, targeted audience. And most importantly, you're working with them, you know, obviously by the budget or whatever they want to achieve. And, you know, important thing it is, Matt, we can't be present every day. For Matt, I admire Matt, you know what I mean? Look, he's a little engine, you know what I mean? I'm better than him because I have the bigger belly. But man, as I say, he wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning, goes in gym.
Yep.
And I admire this, you know. Sometimes I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, but this is because of the old age and can't sleep anymore. The neighbor already cut the grass, you know, in the background. But he wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning and he goes in gym and he does the gym. Regardless, you know, like Matt, he's in wheelchair, but this guy, he sits in car, going in gym, does exercise, but then yet he sends a message out. Now, he knows how to do these things.
He's living it. That's why. And that's all about the authenticity.
So you believe that versatile, we do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we aim to. And that's why we're very passionate about supporting businesses that are in overwhelm, because they're the ones that actually need the support. They're juggling far too many things. And, you know, when that happens, something will slip. And to be visible in content marketing, so that's, you know, everything from websites to ebooks to webinars to newsletters and emails and networking even, you need support because it needs to be consistent, right? So if you're so busy doing your core business task, which you should be if you're a successful business, then you're going to at some point need some support. And that's what we're there for, to provide that consistent engagement with your audience.
Because Matt, you know, Matt takes ownership of his things. And this is not promotion, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's no promotion in this studio. This is the frank conversation I always was, always going to be. And that's the essence. And this is the soul of this radio show, to you be not just empowered and, you know, be giving tips or insights, but to understand that there's a people around you who can help you, and they started like you are. Instead of going to the hurdles and obstacles, they will assist you. But Matt, he takes ownership of what he does. But it's very interesting things I read about you, that you treat every your client as your own business.
100%.
How is that there?
Well, it helps to be an empath, which I am. So that's just one of my unique value propositions, and every business has different unique value propositions. That forms a part of mine. So then I get to know my client, but also there's the brand, like I understand their brand. So I ask them very unique questions about their favourite words. You know, what words don't they like to use? Because, you know, if they're, what's your classification of fun? That's going to vary for every person. So when you're sharing information, you want to make sure that it's catered to that particular person and their brand. So it's really about understanding, even down to what font do they use? What colour codes do they use? What, you know, it is the whole message, the whole brand voice. And so we really get deep down into understanding our clients, and we have a passion for them to succeed, because when they succeed, we succeed. But not just because of that. It's just so rewarding to see the outcomes and see the growth and to have them exhale and go on a family holiday or whatever it is that they couldn't do before.
Matt, you have something in your mind?
Yeah.
What are you thinking of?
Well, just my question was actually based on my experience. Mm. So I have used a VA in the past, like I mentioned earlier, international.
Yes.
And...
Oh, here we go. Share with us.
Share with us
your experience, please.
And it was... How do I say it? It was good, but it was very limited in terms of what was being able to be done. Mm. It was purely... inboxing, maybe commenting, and that was basically it. Maybe just engaging with people's posts.
Mm-hmm.
That was the majority of what I received and what I was told as well. Content creation was actually not something that I was aware of, that VAs do.
Well, that's a tricky thing when English isn't your first language to do, for example, blog writing, because, you know... English is pretty tricky to know in the first place when it's your
absolutely.
First language.
Look at me. I'll tell you this from my experience. And as I say, for those who don't know, I'm, you know, I'm going to become the doctor, you know, very soon. Just finished my academics. Not real doctor, like a doctor of science, right? But the thing is, every my essay, you know, is being checked by somebody in my office.
Mm.
His name is Joshua Papandrea. He's highly skilled. There's a Jamie. She's studying the English language, and plus I have the one professor who checks my one. So I know that whatever I produce in there as academic research work, SS thesis, whatever it is, it's gonna be checked. So like, why would I hire somebody from overseas when I'm in this country for 22 years? And I'm not capable to write English as you, Matt, can, or you, Deb. So I was going to look for that help. Saying that, that has been said. It's time to take a break. You're listening alive, 90.5, Matt Shaz Karana. You know, Matt, what's your Instagram page? Matt?
It's Matt Shares.
Matt Shares. Yeah. Why Shares? I never ask you why Shares.
Matt Shares. His experiences, many experiences and wisdom.
So those who don't know, the first 10 people who go on Instagram and check Matt Shares on Instagram and befriend him, Matt's going to pay the coffee. You're listening online, 90.5 Business Insights. And
that sounds good.
We take a short break.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. That Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my INDEPENDENT shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back crushing. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people. Spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people. Spread it across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us.
damn grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me. Go hard like I got an 808 in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We raw. Time to go off. Gone. Deuces goodbye. I got a world to see. And my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer. Nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
It's 22 minutes to 2. This is Alive 9.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We're very blessed here to have Deb Ricketts, and she's been a lovely guest. I've really enjoyed the conversation.
Truly she is, yes.
It's not her first time here, right? That's why she's back.
What is it, the last time?
No.
before the end of the show, she's going to offer the discount of 120% to her services, so to all listeners of Line 90.5. And we are, as I said, Matt, we are truly blessed. You know, the life is not only about people who are just successful, just making money, and they try to sell through their wisdom, they try to sell their products and services. I'm not into this, never was, because I truly believe that everybody's an unsung business hero for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, you're making today $10,000, you're making $10, you know, you wake up in the morning like everybody else. And I always say it's easy to wake up in the morning, Monday morning, much more easier, sit in a box, which is a car, drive it to the box, which is office and cubicle, stay in the box, which makes you money, to put petrol in the box, drive every day, come home, you open the box fridge and you're watching TV, and then you say life is not good.
Mm.
Now, what makes difference in a part from you and Matt and everybody and those who work in, let's just say, corporate world, you need to fight for the money. You need to use not just your intellect and your knowledge, experience to get the clients. You need to retain the clients.
Mm.
And the only way how you can do it, as Fernando Aguilera before, he said, there's a passion inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I have full right to say, there's a big difference between the working somewhere and somebody working for himself. It's much more harder. Uncertainty, obstacles, problems, issues, make a client happy. Everybody's pulling for slaves. You know, I bet, Matt, for you, somebody comes to you, so like, you know, when you do presentations, yeah, you inspire them, but they think that you have the magic wand, you're going to, you know, make them, you know, go away.
All the time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the most difficult thing it is. But imagine if you've been engaged by the corporation, you work for a corporation, and, you know, just give the speech. You say, like, yeah, done my speech, that's it. You know what I mean? I'm done it. You know what I mean? I'm okay. This is what makes it apart from everybody else step. You and Matt, particularly Versatile VA. Now, we spoke about few things, but, you know, tell me, you know, something proudly. What sport do you love?
Oh, sport.
Well, thank you, Dave. That was it.
I'm not a huge sport person, but my kids are both doing soccer at the moment, and that's adorable to watch.
Book? What's the latest book you read?
The Big Magic.
Is that like a children's book or is
no.
like,
okay. It could well be, though.
I mean,
it's by, you know, the lady that does Eat, Love, Pray.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And it's all about how creativity actually is a thing that is floating around the universe and then just enters an open person. And if you want it, you have the opportunity to take it, or you can just let it go and it'll find somebody else. You can even direct it. Hey, this person might like you. So it's just a really interesting concept.
And they're laughing to me when I say unicorns are magical. Matt, what do you think about this idea, you know, about creativity? What do you think? It's a creativity. Have you been creative before or after your accident?
Firstly, it wasn't an accident. So
okay, I will call the accident. Prefer my way, okay? So
well, you know, so personally, I've always been into music. I've always loved it. I started out by DJing, then I got into producing electronic music, and then picked up the guitar because I wanted to get out of commerce in year 9.
Okay,
didn't want to be there
interesting,
anymore.
Eh?
So I needed to be creative to get out of that class. Yeah. So I picked up music. And after my injury, yeah, definitely stuck with the guitar. And then with doing what I got to do, I have to create workshops. I have to create programs, create, how I say it, my coaching programs for my clients, all that stuff. It's all, It's all very creative, and although you mentioned the book title, and it can't remember the exact title, but it mentioned magic.
Big Magic.
The Big Magic.
Yeah.
That magic referring to creativity.
Yeah.
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 And what does that mean for you?
It's just a really interesting concept, really, because yes, you do have all of these ideas sometimes, and they just kind of fly in, and you go, where did that come from? So that whole concept that, hey, it wasn't mine to begin with, it was just out in the ether and it came to visit you, because you might have been able to make it happen and actually give that idea a realization. So it's just that concept that, you know, you're actually not... You get to choose what you want and what you don't want, but the idea is actually already out there. I just like the concept.
And it comes to you because you're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So, and throughout the break, you mentioned you'd had many different, you had a versatile career beforehand.
Mm.
I'm curious as to, firstly, why do you do what you do now?
I really wanted to make a difference to people's lives. I wanted to see the tangible difference, because when you're working in corporate, especially large organizations, which I was for the last, you know, several years, you kind of feel like a number, but it's also really, really hard to see the impacts of your labor, like, you know, the flow-on effect. And for me, it is really empowering to empower others. So, I wanted to feel that happiness of I'm making a difference.
Well, I suppose not just to that individual, but also it's like a compound effect, right? Whereas you're impacting that individual, you're empowering them, but they're empowering so many others.
Exactly. It's a flow-on. It's a butterfly effect.
That's it. The butterfly effect.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
That's it. Yeah. So that's essentially.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. And so what I'm curious about is what led you to that place.
Well, we were talking in the break a little bit about a pivotal moment in my life where I decided that things really, really needed to change. I was bedrested with my baby who wasn't yet born, and we were both in a life balancing situation, and then my mum had a cardiac arrest in front of me, and that was the day before my baby was born. So the three of us were all in hospital at the same time, and I put it out there to the universe just to, you know, I would give back a year's service of my life to some community organisation if we all walked out of there alive, or baby carried out, obviously.
Wow.
And yeah, so she was born at 33 weeks, 1.2 kilos, but she is now a very feisty 6-year-old redhead.
So can I ask you, Deb, you know, I read that you love travelling, so how do you compensate now when we can't traveling. By the way, did you know that there's a coronavirus, it's COVID in Queensland, local transmitted cases?
No.
Is there?
Yeah. Welcome to Australia. Yeah, like, borders up, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, luckily
how do
we
you make, okay, sorry.
Mm.
It better, it's a question. Let's go rephrase or redefine this question. How do you keep your mind happy?
Oh, so many ways.
Can you share with someone? There's some simple tips that can apply as well.
Yeah, okay. So for me, I love to draw. So when I'm...
Interesting.
When I need a creative outlet, I will do some drawing. I like to sing. I'm actually currently doing singing classes with my 11-year-old.
Classes?
Yeah, just for a bit of fun.
You could have a smile on your face, say, what's your name of your 11-year-old, if I may ask?
Jess.
Your mum, she has an infectious smile thanks to you because she's smiling. If you're listening, of course. So, like, it's was what happened to me with this man here across the road, you know what I mean? Like, Matt. And thanks to Matt, I enrolled the acting classes. Seriously, I was being.
So cool.
It's not like, you know, you get in the role Brad Pitt, all this. It's a lot of exercising there. It's a lot of English as well.
Oh, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So what else are you doing?
And articulation, as I've had to learn.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
To articulate your sounds.
You're singing with your 11-year-old.
Yes. What else? I really like stand-up paddleboarding when the weather's right.
What is that? Sorry, it's in English.
Stand-up paddle boarding. So I've got a blow up one, but like you essentially stand on a big surfboard looking thing and you have a paddle and you stand and you paddle.
Oh my God, that's requiring a lot of work, don't think.
No, it is so calming. It takes a small amount of balance and then a lot of calm. So I really enjoy that. Eating food is probably something I really enjoy, but I probably shouldn't too much.
Look,
eating fruit.
It was tempting. How did you refuse all this, the food logs and delivery from door to door, Matt, during the COVID?
How about you?
did you he's gone to gym before his accident and afterwards, but you know, how was your temptation goes with the food delivery during the lockdown?
Oh, it was easy. I definitely got it a couple of times, but...
Stop lying, you know, like, your face. Give me the credit card, you know what I mean, the statement. Let me see how many. Ladies and gentlemen, we take a short break. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Matt and our guest in studio, Deb Ricketts from Versatile VA. Behind the desk, DJ from today, full-time, Matt Carana and Mario Beckers on live 90.5. Please come on the website, live905.com.au. After 6 p.m., you're going to find the interview with our guest, friend Fernando and Deb. We'll take a short break.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly.
I pimp to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out control. It's Red Bull with the big ass fro, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't buy them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. But this is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it.
The director of Cherry Brook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherry Brook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
It's 8 minutes to two here on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Matt. What a conversation it's been, Mario.
How do you know it's 8 to 2?
It's 8 to, it's now 7 to 2.
So, 7 to 2, like, so, you know, I say, like, thank you again and again, over and over again. It is very important to our sponsor listeners to understand, radio show will not exist without you. Without you, we are nothing. Without sponsors, this radio station is nothing. And the radio show itself would be nothing without guests like Deb Ricketts from Versatile VA, for which we are tremendously grateful having her today in the show.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, Deb, she gave a small present to me and Matt, chocolate Easter eggs. Matt, he jumped over the desk and pinched my egg. And we're going to have the later some discussion with that one. So, so Matt Caruana, he took both eggs. Deb, she gave it to us. So Deb, before we conclude the show, how the listeners on the, everybody who's interested for your services, how they can find you?
Oh, okay. You can find us on Facebook, Versatile VA, Instagram, Versatile_VA, or the best place is probably the website, www.versatileva.com.au.
And Matt, he's mentioned something that you gave him some discounts, 120%.
It was the Easter egg discount. That was
the Easter egg discount, yeah. Is that why I got two?
Yeah, double.
You know what I found, Debbie? That's very interesting. And I've been laughed on this, and I will share this with everybody. When I started my business, you know, like in most businesses, you have no money. But when I get my first clients and go getting some money, I didn't need to rob the bank, you know what I mean, the piggy bank of my son. I start buying the chocolates, you know. It was a cheap one, you know what I mean. It's not Lindt or somebody's. But what I found, I will put in an envelope. And I always say to you know, when I send, I said, listen, this is not a bribe or something like this. I'm happy to justify what I send because I just want to say thank you, because some clients, I don't see it. I'll send the chocolates. Now, there's come time when you're not allowed anymore. They said, this is very nice, but policies change, you know what I mean? But the chocolate meant so much to so many, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. It's a little physical reminder.
And, you know, I mean, like chocolate costs $3, right? You can't call this even bribe or whatever it is. But it was just my way to say thank you. So when you gave us eggs, both eggs, to me and Matt, this is the first time we got something in this show.
Oh, really?
Honestly. And that's what makes me very happy. Even the Matt, he pinched my eggs.
I have to say, I really felt the gratitude. Just want to say, Deb. And just want to appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That shows that you're thinking about your clients. That's what I tried to say.
I need
a break, little one, make you look at me, and because I need to find the words in English, what I'm trying to say. So, Deb Ricketts from the Best of VA, thank you so much for being the guest on Line 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Matt, I want to say thank you for the nice, very awesome, beautiful spoken words in the beginning of wisdom, which you're going to make it show we repeat every week.
Appreciate it. I'm going to make this a regular thing. Let's keep this up. I feel we'll spend 5-6 minutes every show. We'll start with a different format and we'll go from there. This has been Business Insights with Mario and Matt. We've had two awesome guests today, Fernando and Deb Rickett from Versatile VA. Check her out, guys. She's very genuine. She loves what she does and she's all about empowering other people, not just her clients. Guys, hope you have a lovely day. It's
Alive 90.5.
Tell loser. He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.